Hackmans MMA Show mit Sebastian Hackl auf meinsportpodcast.de.
Hallo da draußen und herzlich willkommen zur Ausgabe 91 von Hackmans MMA Show auf meinsportpodcast.de. UFC 262 liegt hinter uns und morgen gibt's natürlich meinen Rückblick auf die Veranstaltung. Ist ja klar, das bin ich schuldig. Ein neuer Champion im Leichtgewicht wurde da gesucht am vergangenen Wochenende, aber eine ehemalige Titelträgerin im Strohgewicht ist heute zu Gast. Joanna Jędrzejczyk nämlich. Karl Neidhardt hatte sie eine halbe Stunde lang am Mikro und die beiden sprechen über ihr Training, über private Herausforderungen, über Joannas Studium und natürlich über die Zukunftspläne in der UFC. Und ja, morgen geht's dann weiter mit der UFC 262 Review-Ausgabe. Jetzt aber erstmal viel Spaß mit Joanna Champion. Hier ist Joanna Jędrzejczyk bei Hackmans MMA Show auf meinsportpodcast.de.
So there she is, Polish legend, former strawweight champion and absolute icon of the sport of MMA, Joanna Jędrzejczyk. Thank you very much for your time, Joanna.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Of course, always. First of all, before we get started, of course, since we are at the zone Germany, Austria, I need to ask you, are there any memories, any events, any experiences with Germany or Austria that you can recall from your memory?
I've never been to Austria, but I've been to Germany many times and I love Germany as a country. It's a beautiful country, very nice people, the culture. And I fought a few times back in the days in Muay Thai. I did some European Muay Thai Cup in Singen, Germany, and in another city as well. I fought in Leverkusen in K1 rules. And of course, I defended my UFC belt for the first time in Berlin in 2015.
That's good. Good memories with Germany. That's good. Now, obviously, the last 1.5 years has been pretty bad times for the whole world, I guess. How did you manage over there in Poland? How did you manage the time? I mean, you had the last card with fans and then all that pandemic hit. How was that time for you?
And the good thing about Germany is that I love Haribo jelly.
who doesn't?
Worldwide. It was a hard time, still a hard time for so many people, but we're getting better because of the vaccine, you know, so it's getting better. But it took a while for me and other athletes, not only MMA fighters, to get back into the octagon, into the competition. But I don't see myself fighting without fans, because fans always give me extra energy. And like I said, I don't see myself fighting without them. But we had the first, or actually second show since last year. And the first show was Dustin Poirier and Conor McGregor, 50% of audience in Abu Dhabi. And we had the last show, UFC 261 in Florida. And honestly, now I can sign a new agreement, because I know there is a big chance that I will be fighting in the front of the fans, because there is no any sport without fans, you know.
Absolutely. No, but from a personal standpoint, during that time, how I mean, I know, or we know, that you are a very religious person. How important is that to have like faith, belief in such a time when everything is so, you're so limited and stuff, you know?
Yeah, like, actually, it was a good time for me, you know. We put limits on ourselves, you know, and we can only manage it, you know. It's all up to us if we want to break the wall, you know, if you want to cross the edge, because I like to push myself through the limit every single day. And I know that limits are only in our heads, but of course the COVID pandemic was very difficult for all of us. It stopped all of us. And but actually, it was a good time for me, you know. Last 14 months was great for me. I graduated third studies and I opened new businesses. of course, I've been training every single day. I did so many TV shows. I could stop for a little bit and stay with my family. But honestly, I was working really hard and it was really busy time for me. I was not able to be back to American Top Team, to my team in Florida, as I wanted. But in 3 weeks, I'll be back to Florida and start my next camp. So I'm super excited, super happy. Of course, I was at American Top Team at the end of last year for 5.5 weeks. And I had a great training with my coaches. But I, like I said, I'm training every single day in Poland. And I manage my schedule for training because, first of all, I'm an athlete. And after that, I'm a businesswoman. I'm a celebrities kind of, but I don't like it. I don't like this word, but I love doing TV and TV shows, meeting people, you know, just in general.
I think that is something that's also like that makes you special, because I saw that. And of course, I mean, you're like, as you said, you're a megastar in Poland and you've got your own book. You're in the jury of Dance. So you're like, yeah, you're like a megastar. And but to still have that athlete's mentality, I think that is something we've seen in the past with other athletes, that it's not that easy to maintain this spirit.
To maintain. Yeah, that's true. But it's all up to another people, you know, like people are like, oh, you're losing your fights because you're not focused on it. I'm focused on it. But some people like, they like to go home, open the bag of chips and drink some beer and do nothing, you know. I just like to work. I love doing stuff and exploring life because I can't forget that I'm a woman, I'm a human outside the gym, outside the octagon. So I know sport, I'll be not doing this forever, you know. So I wanna do another stuff, and I like to challenge myself as a human, just in general. So I know that I can keep my focus on each discipline of my life. And like I said, in 3 weeks I will be back to American Top Team, and for the next 6 weeks I will be focused only on training, and after that again, you know. So I know how to manage my daily routine.
Hearing this, I can imagine that you had to smile very much when you read, like, people speculating, is she retiring? Was that it after the Weili fight?
Yeah, I love it. I love it, man. I love breaking limits. I love breaking, like, first of all, I love to plan, but I love to, you know, I love how life is surprising me every single day, you know, good and bad sides of it, but I love it, you know. I just can, you know, evolve as a human, and I love it when people sing, and I make them wrong, you know. And I always, everything I say, I always back it up, you know. So it's not only about willing to put on work, it's on putting on actual work. And you know, I don't expect from everybody that everybody's going to, every single person on the planet or every single UFC MMA fighter is going to be a UFC champion, but I know what to expect from myself. That's why I'm expecting really, really, really a lot from other people.
Rightfully so. Two more, like a little bit more private questions. Now I know that your parents had this still have this grocery store at home, and yeah, if they look at you today and see what their daughter has become, this idol also for so many young girls, I guess. How proud are your parents about your way?
They are, you know, they are. My mom, she doesn't watch my fights till now, you know. I've been doing this for the last 18 years. Some people don't know that I was 6 times Muay Thai world champion, 5 times European Muay Thai champion, and I did almost 100 fights in Muay Thai, kickboxing and boxing. But the thing is that my father, who didn't like it at the beginning, he became my biggest fan. He was in Vegas for my last fight last year in March with Weili Zhang, and he became such a big supporter and fan. But that's true. I've been helping. I was helping my parents at the grocery store, and the people from the store I meet today, and they are like, wow, people talk about you. You're such a big star. We see you on TV with the sponsors, and people are jealous because they talk only about your money, your cars, your luxury watches, but they don't know how hard you've been working for this, you know. And this is what made me. This is who I am. because I've been working for such a small money back in the day, and I'm that's why even I have a lot, but I'm rich because I have family, I have faith, I have God behind me, I have family, I have friends, and I have home, I have food, you know, I can wake up every single day and enjoy the life. And if you wake up and you sad, you just you know, complicated, your life is going to be like this, you know. I just want to keep on smiling. 2 days ago, I got 11 stitches on my shin, and it's really bad.
I saw that.
Big hole on my shin. But man, I was like, I keep on smiling. And people, my business partners, like, are you fine? You're fine. I'm like, I deal. I'm good. And that's why we do business with you, because you just wanna, you know, enjoy it, enjoy your life, and take it as it is, you know, because life. It's not about only good things, but it's also about the bad moments. And the bad moments make us better, you know.
They do. They certainly do. Talking about
yeah, but my parents are very proud, my family. That's why I'm very family person, you know. But people text me like, oh, I love how you share life with your sisters, family. There are good and bad times, but we're fighting for each other because we know it's all about the blood, the support, you know, and the work you want to put into every relationship, you know. It's private with your partner, or it's business or friendship. It's all about putting on such a hard work every single day.
Absolutely, yeah. Same goes for me and my wife. Every day I can yeah. That's a
good thing. You know, it's easy for people because, you know, first century is such a 21st century is such a great time for us, you know. The technology, medicine is evolving, you know, but it's bad because people forget about another people, you know, about each other. It's like going to H&M or Zara to buy another t-shirt. Back in the day, you couldn't get another t-shirt because it was too expensive, and it was not available as it is right now. And, you know, with people, with relationships, it's like going and buying a new t-shirt. This one is ripped. I will go and buy a new one. Send like, I don't know, my partner is making me mad. I go and change, you know. It's not about this. It's all about fighting. Oh, Katie.
Hello.
I'm so sorry. Katie. So it's all about fighting, you know, fighting. Come closer. Come on, stop. Kiss me.
That's also a good friend to have during a pandemic.
She is. She's such a cool, you know.
No,
I don't like when you kiss me.
Everybody needs some love, so that's
yeah.
because you said also we were talking about hard work and also like the bad experiences you make along the way. Prior to the Weili fight, you talked pretty openly about also like the people in your surrounding who were holding you back. I guess your fiance, your former manager.
Yeah.
How important is it to realize this and to get rid of those people, like to create your own space where you can be like your best self?
It's really difficult to make decisions, but it's good to make decisions. It's hard, but if we make decisions, if we let some people on or things or situations go, we need time to heal, and we need time to figure out that it was a good decision, you know, even if it was really, really hard. But I know it's hard to, like, some people, they don't want to talk about private life. I like to keep my, like, patch close, you know. I don't like to talk and come out with everything. But I know how important it is. If I want to be successful businesswoman, if I want to, in general, be successful in life and be successful as an athlete in very specific sport, an individual sport, because MMA is such an individual sport. There's so many people working on my success, but at the end, it's all about me and my opponent stepping into the octagon. It's only about me. So I need to make sure that I'm 100% ready. But I realize how important it is to keep the balance between the personal life and business or sports life. If you want to succeed, you need to keep everything on the same line, you know, because there was a time I wanted only to compete. I was only focused on my fighting career. I was not taking care of myself as a human, as a woman, as a businesswoman. And I forgot about things that make me happy, you know. I'm back to climbing. I'm starting new adventure with racing, with the racing cars, and some other things. But it's very important. And I don't know. I feel like I couldn't let my ex fiance go, my ex manager go, because I was like, no, I can't be without them. But I can be better without them. You know. Now I see this, and I wish another people lots of strength to make this really hard decision, you know, but at the end it's very good decision, you know.
Absolutely happy
but
for you.
And back in the day when everything this bad thing happened to me, because of I'm a religious person, because of I love life so much, I was like, okay, what's next? Okay, there was a time I was crying, I was bent, I was down, but then I was like, no, oh, come on, girl, it's enough. Enough is enough. Stand up and go and fight for yourself. And this is what I do every single day, you know, and it's very important. Back in the day, I was putting everything in the back of my head, you know. No, I'm JJ. I can do it. I can go and fight after my fiance broke up with me or something happened, you know. But no, you need to heal first and then go, you know, clear the patch and go and reach the stars again, you know.
Makes you a stronger self.
Yeah.
Now, of course, we have to talk about UFC. Now we've talked a lot about you. Now let's talk about gold. Your old rival Rose, she shook up the world when she kicked Wei Li Zhang in the face. You wrote on Twitter, "What a KO!"
I watched the fight. I had a TV crew with me and they were recording me, and they were streaming worldwide, you know, and before this fight started, a few seconds before they touched the gloves, I said first round knockout for Rose, and it happened, you know, and I'm very happy for Rose because I know how hard it is for her to go compete, but she did great, man. She did great. Big congrats to her, and she shocked the world, you know. Actually, for the second time in her life, you know,
exactly.
she loves opponents with zero record, you know, in lost fights.
Certainly yeah. does. No, I'm. Yeah. She now we heard earlier from you in this week prior to the fight. You said the winner is mine. I'm back. I'm coming back, and I want to face the winner. Yeah. When I talked to Rose in Fight Week, I asked her and said, I read that Joanna said she wants to fight the winner. And she said, yeah, I guess so. Let's go. I'm open to this. So how do you see that? How do you see that?
We're very respectful to each other. You know, there is a bad blood between us, but it's business, you know. It's this business. Some people like the strong stare downs, the other not. I need the energy, you know, because before every fight, I prepare for this one opponent, you know, who wants to take everything from me. And I put all my energy physically and mentally into this camp and this one person. But Rose, she knows what's up, you know, and she knows that there's so many athletes, you know, and everything and anything can happen in the best league, MMA league in the world, what is UFC. But she knows that we are... With every fight, me, Whaley, or Rose, we always bring it higher, you know? We always put on a hell of a performance in fights, and we just bring it higher. We put on really good shows, and she knows that I might be next. That's it.
Now let me ask you directly, what if you could wish for something, or what would attract you? What would you like to be next? What would be your? I mean, obviously it's always the belt. We know that, but what's your path? How do you see it unfold?
You know, big fights, Odin's, big money and big fights. You know, because I deserve that. You know, I deserve it, and I deserve it. I deserve it. You know.
So are we talking about the Whaley rematch, or are we talking about like maybe a super fight against Valentina Shevchenko? So there are so many options, you know, which would work.
I don't see myself going up again because I had not enough time. Katie, stop.
She's going
I
up.
Had not enough time. Yeah, I had not enough time to prepare for the fight with such a strong Valentina Shevchenko. But who knows? No, I want to compete in the strawweight division. I see myself fighting with Rose Namajunas or Wei Dijang. You know,
okay,
big fights in the strawweight division. No, not moving up.
Okay, DC has proposed on the Ariel Helwani and DC podcast. They were talking about Macy Barber facing against you. So that doesn't sound like it.
Yeah, no. I'm not interested, you know. I'm not interested because I deserve these big fights, man. My last fight was so close. It could go either way. Of course, Wei Dijang won the fight, but I don't have to prove it again that I'm one of the best, that I'm the next challenger, or that's the thing, you know. I don't have to prove it again. I did it already many years ago, you know. 2014, when I joined the UFC, I made my way up. I was the challenger, the pretendant, the challenger. I won the belt. Look, these girls are good. Rose beat me, Whaley beat me, but there is no other female fighter in the strawweight division who holded the belt longer than two fights. You know, I holded the belt for five title defenses for almost 3 years. And I'm not taking anything from these girls. They are very good. This sport is evolving, growing up all the time. But I'm the longest, I was the longest remaining champion, you know, who was defending the belt.
When we saw Rose backstage, I mean, it was to the Thrill and Agony episode, and you saw her backstage with Pat Barry, and they were talking about you, and she said, I love Joanna, but she's going to be mad that I'm the first woman who won the title. And then
no, I'm actually happy for her, you know, everything happens for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. We all have like our personal records. My record was to become the first Polish or European female like UFC fighter and champion, and I'm still the longest, the one who was defending the belt for the longest period of time. Rose beat me. Wade, like there's so many things, you know. We all have personal records, and I respect that, you know. We all are different, you know. And I'm happy for Rose. I'm not mad. It's just she just made this division more interesting again, you know.
Talking about women MMA in general. I mean, last year you had Stephen A. Smith with a comment I don't want to repeat here because it's just bullshit. Let's call it what it is. But you were like one of the pioneers. How do you see it today? How women MMA has improved, and no, today you are the show stealers on each card. It's just big respect from that end.
There's still so many people saying that the women shouldn't be fighting, and I agree to that. Women shouldn't be fighting on the street. We shouldn't be arguing. You should be full of class, but it's business, it's sport, it's totally different pair of shoes. And I don't agree with Smith, but he can think about it, you know. But so please sit and don't talk about it, you know. If you don't like it, just don't talk about it. There's so many things, you know. You like bananas, I don't like bananas. You like an apple, I don't like an apple. And that's the thing, you know. And you love football, I don't like football, for example, you know. And he shouldn't be, he's such a big journalist, and he shouldn't be putting this on the internet and worldwide. But okay, he can put it whatever he wants to, but don't make such a big thing, because it's painful, you know. And I'm very proud of myself, of another girls. I'm proud of fighting like a girl, and I'm happy that I made it, you know. I became such a popular athlete, you know, worldwide, not only in Poland, but worldwide in general. And so many years ago, Dana White said that there was not going to be female divisions in the UFC. But look where we are right now. You know, I'm still holding I'm one of the athletes who's still holding the record of the audience, more than 55,000 people in Melbourne, Australia. And I'm very proud of it, you know. I'm very proud of it. And two female, two main events, female fights. And look, we sold lots of pay-per-views. We sold the stadium, not the arena. I'm very proud of it, you know. And I'm very happy where we're at right now. And I'm happy to be part of it.
Rightfully so. Do you have 5 more minutes for me? Is that okay?
Or yes, I do. Of course. Okay. Of course.
No, I just wanted to be polite and ask before I just go on asking. Now, of course, I know that you and Jan Blachowicz, you told me once when we met in Prague, you told me he's like your big brother. Now he's the champion, and this is like a fairy tale in sports, what he has accomplished. How do you see his fight in September against Glover Teixeira, and how do you see his reign as champion?
Yeah, it's very smart for Jan Blachowicz. It's very smart fight for Jan Blachowicz. He proved that he's the champ for the reason. And the fight with Glover Teixeira is not going to be an easy fight. Of course, Glover is kind of like veteran, but he is very smart, you know. His knowledge is such a big, the experience he has. You know, there is not going to be like rush in this fight, like younger fighters do sometimes. They rush it. So it's safer fight for Jan, but it's dangerous because of the knowledge Glover has. And it's an interesting matchup, you know. And Glover and Jan, they both are very, very, very good fighters. And there are examples of fighters that don't give up, you know. Glover, he's a very experienced guy, and he's an older fighter. Jan lost 2 years ago in Prague, and he's the champ now. He's about to defend his belt for the second time. He's just good, you know. He's just good, and they proving that if you have enough faith, if you dream, if you have plan, if you work hard, you can reach it, you know. You can make your dreams come true. They both are very perfect examples of it.
Another fight, you just tell me if you want to answer that, but I know that Dustin Poirier is, of course, a teammate from you, Fred, ATT, and you congratulated him when he beat Conor at the beginning of the year. Now they are going into a trilogy fight in July. What's your take? If I would ask you who wins?
It's hard, man. Conor says that he made some changes. He's about to make some changes. And I don't know. I really don't know. And I'm happy for both of them. I'm happy for Dustin because I see this guy working in the gym very hard. And he's one of the hardest working fighters I have ever met in my life. And his vibe outside the gym, he's such a good father, good husband, great role model to all of us. But I love Conor, you know, and it's hard for me to predict the fight. But, you know, Dustin looked so good in his last fight. And I know he wanted the trilogy, and he's even more motivated than he was before. But if Conor makes some changes, we are going to see really big fireworks again, and I can't wait. I don't know how to predict the fight because I know at this level in the UFC everything and anything can happen.
Absolutely. Last question from me, and that's back to you. Just to have a timeline. Is there something you can like tell us already? Like when we are gonna see you back again? You said you're flying out to American Top Team.
Last month, 1.5 months ago, I decided that I want to be back to fighting. Like I said, I've been training for the last 14 months, every single day, twice a day. Whenever I go, I train, I do training, and like some time ago, I made a plan that I really would like to fight maybe the end of August, September, or October. So I'm negotiating some things. We'll see who is going to be next because I really don't know right now who and where and when. And I'm really hoping that soon I will announce my next fight. Yeah, because I really want to be back.
We can't wait to have you back. Thank you for your time already. And
I appreciate you.
I'm really curious what's next and when we're going to see you. Also, I hope we're going to have a UFC event in Europe, because now with Yuri Prochazka, with Alexander Rakic, with Jan, with you.
There's so many. There are so many fighters. Yeah, there are so many fighters. Yeah, Rakic is he's a very interesting fighter. And I love Rakic. He's now my teammate as well. And good vibe, good energy. He's a good man and really great younger generation athlete, you know. He's very, very strong. He's such a hard worker, and I'm looking forward to see him at ATT again very soon. But yeah, we're having so many European athletes and really can have a few good shows in Europe.
You served me one with Rakic. Do you think Rakic is gonna get Yuri on like prior to Yuri fighting Jan? Just curious,
say again?
What you think? Do you think they're gonna make?
You know, yeah, Rakic. I don't know. You know, he feels good. He looks good. Rakic, and you know, if he wins one, two more fights, I think he might get the title shot.
Yeah, because everybody was talking about Yuri last weekend, of course, since he knocked out Reyes. Everybody was saying Prochazka is now number one contender. And I was thinking they're going to jump over Rakic.
I don't think so. It's going to happen.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for your time, Joanna.
Thank you so much.
It was a pleasure to talk
to
you.
Bye.
And all the best. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Helmut Haller, in Deutschland respektiert, in Italien, speziell in Bologna, hochgeachtet, ja fast vergöttert. Il Biondo nannten sie ihn dort und noch heute kennt ihn in Bologna fast jedes Kind. Haller hatte unglaubliche fußballerische Fähigkeiten und war ein perfekter Botschafter des Nachkriegsdeutschlands, aber auch ein dreister Balldieb.
100 Fußballlegenden. Jetzt, überall wo es Podcasts gibt.
Das war die ehemalige UFC-Titelträgerin im Strohgewicht, Joanna Jędrzejczyk. Vielen Dank nochmal an Karl Neidhardt und das gesamte DAZN-Team für das zur Verfügung stellen dieses tollen Gesprächs. Morgen gibt's dann die Review-Ausgabe zu UFC 262, wie versprochen. Und ihr hinterlasst bitte gerne auch eine Review auf Apple Podcasts, nämlich am besten eine 5-Sterne-Review. Das ist gut fürs Ego und fürs Ranking natürlich auch, denn der Podcast soll ja bekannter werden. Und falls euch sonst was auf der Seele brennt, schreibt mir gerne unter dem Hashtag HackmanMMA auf Twitter oder Instagram. Ich bin @SebastianHackel. Das war Hackmans MMA Show. Bis morgen um 20 Uhr. So long. Hackman out.
Hackmans MMA Show mit Sebastian Hackel auf meinsportpodcast.de.